Colonel Hake, sir?
Yeah. Hello. Hi, Al.
Mr. President, I wanted you to know I've had already about 4 calls on the superb job that was done tonight.
Well,
television looked just great.
Well, I'm just sitting here having a good talk with Bob tonight.
Oh, good.
So,
good.
He's, and the main thing is, you know, boy, you know, and you're getting all this crap about resignation and impeachment and so forth, Al. You can't let such thoughts enter into the heads of any of the garments and all those people, you know.
Now, listen, this thing tonight, sir, it just showed what we've been talking about. This is a movement, and it's moving now. And that was a great talk. I didn't hear it, but the person on television was great. Cole and two others called me and said it was just outstanding.
Well, thanks, Al. Thanks.
Right.
Well, anyway, I want you to know that I've told Bob that the only man now that will deal with him is Buzzard.
This is what we had to do.
We have to do. I'm going to get Garment the hell out of this thing now. I mean, you know, you won't leave him in a lot of other different things. You know what I mean?
We'll just keep him out of
it. He's just too jittery.
That's right.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I do.
And,
we've got to have confidence in each other on this.
That's right. But let me say that on the executive privilege thing, though, I just talked to Bob, and we can't give an inch on written documents, not an inch. So I don't want Buzzard or Garment or anybody else to come in and me and say, look, public opinion will be here. I think we're covering up. All right, we'll cover up till hell freezes over.
We can do it. We can do it.
Don't you agree?
Today, these guys had me panicked. I thought we would compromise papers.
That's right. Well, I know. But you understand, we cannot do it. We cannot give.
Absolutely.
And we've also got to be very tough on the other privilege, too. You know?
He understands this now. I had a talk with him after we went.
Did he get the point?
Yeah, he's been greased over. You know, it was just bad even getting them broken in by the way.
Right. But he's got the point now.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to set up a meeting with him, although he should do it tomorrow, but with him and Bob at a place where they can meet conveniently.
That's good.
But I would think it should be that this fellow ought to work on Stennis the next 2 days to get these to work on the hearings if he can.
Exactly.
And maybe on Saturday, how would that be?
I think that's fine, and he should talk to Bob before he talks to any of Bob's lawyers.
Yes, he should talk to Bob before he talks to any lawyers. Oh, no. This fellow is our friend.